And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 19th of July, 2011. It's the anniversary of the first convention for women's rights on this day, 1848, Seneca Falls, New York. Elizabeth Cady Stanton had the idea when she met Lucretia Mott in London for a World Anti-Slavery Convention. That was 8 years before, 1840. They got to the convention in London and found that they, as women, would not be seated, and they could only attend behind a drapery partition because women were considered unfit for public meetings. Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton were outraged, decided to organize their own convention. It took them time. Stanton was running a household, raising her kids, the first three of which were boys. She lived in Boston. Lucretia Mott was busy in Philadelphia as a Quaker minister. But when Mrs. Stanton and her husband moved from Boston to the town of Seneca Falls in the Finger Lakes region, western New York, she started to think again about the rights of women. And she met Lucretia Mott in July 1848, and there they cooked up the idea of the Convention for Women's Rights, ran an announcement in the Seneca County Courier, the weekly paper, and on the morning of July 19th, a small crowd of men and women gathered, 10 o'clock in the morning. Five of the organizers had gathered 3 days before to draft a declaration of sentiments, a list of 11 resolutions calling for religious, economical, and political equality. There was some controversy about the ninth of those 11 resolutions, which called for women to be given the vote. Lucretia Mott thought it went too far. But there was a good crowd there. 300 people, 40 of them men, sat in 90-degree heat. The resolutions passed, including the one calling for the right to vote. Reaction in the press was mostly negative. A newspaper in Philadelphia said, "A woman is nobody. A wife is everything." Later in her life, Elizabeth Cady Stanton wrote in her diary, "We are sowing winter wheat, which the coming spring will see sprout, and which other hands than ours will reap and enjoy." And it would be 72 years before women would get the right to vote. Only one of the women who signed the Declaration of Sentiments was still living in 1920, Charlotte Woodward, and she was too old and too ill to cast her ballot. Here's a poem for today by Emily Bronte, "No Coward Soul Is Mine." No coward soul is mine, no trembler in the world's storm-troubled sphere. I see heaven's glory shine, and faith shines equal, arming me from fear. O God, within my breast, almighty ever-present deity, life that in me has rest, as I, undying life, have power in thee. Vain are the thousand creeds that move men's hearts, unutterably vain, worthless as withered weeds or idlest froth amid the boundless main. To waken doubt in one holding so fast by thine infinity, so surely anchored on the steadfast rock of immortality, with wide embracing love thy spirit animates eternal years, pervades and broods above, changes, sustains, dissolves, creates, and rears. Though earth and man were gone, and suns and universes ceased to be, and thou wert left alone, every existence would exist in thee. There is not room for death, nor atom that his might could render void. Thou art being and breath, and what thou art may never be destroyed. Emily Bronte's "No Coward Soul Is Mine." That's the Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.